Hey guys, how you doing? This is a phone call into the universe,
into the ears of all who will listen.
So me and Omega Man tonight, we did a 2.5 hour show. Got into some really deep stuff. It was really Holy Spirit filled. God just, you know, picking stuff out of the conversation. When you got two guys that really care about the kingdom and the furtherance of the truth being spoken. And so I think we do a good duet. And Christy Johnson, bless her heart, she messaged through the Telegram chat. She said, "Hey, I'm having trouble finding the live recording via OmegaMan.com, OmegaManRadio.com. So I need to figure out where that is archived immediately, because indeed, Block Talk Radio, which he has used for the last decade, and we're now helping him to migrate also, or to simulcast to Spreaker via Fringe Radio Network. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You guys don't really care about all this stuff. Anyway, I did post the last week's episode from Blog Talk, and what I'm going to try to do is just post all the last Omega Mans to this feed. So stay tuned for a lot of Omega Man, Michael Basham duets. Some of it might be a little scary. Some of it might be a little intense. So I thought we would touch upon some of the new weapon doctrines that we're bringing to the table here. And really where that comes from is not just like Catholic patron saint stuff. But what it really entails is that as the world gets worser and worser and crazier, and we kind of discover that the churchianity that we've been told is true is not really that true, there's going to be a great hunger and a great demand for what is true and what God can do. And one of the things that he's done through the people that I've really cherished and followed for years, various Christian saints and Jedi, is he's taught them how to work in the spirit directly with their spiritual support team, their spirit helpers, if you will, including angels, including saints, and really dialing in to the Spirit of God to do whatever the Spirit of God wants to do at that time. And that could be a lot of things. Oh, possum! Oh, crap, I missed him. Try to run over those guys again. Giant rats of the road, disgusting. That didn't sound very Christian. Well, you know, we should be loving to all the creatures, except they keep eating my chickens, so whatever. I have had so many encounters with living and, let's say, ascended, not ascended masters, but, you know, like they're in the spirit now, they're in heaven, they're with God. Saints, warriors, spiritual beings, that if I ever wrote a book just about the topic of spiritual helpers, I would get probably a lot of attention, positive and negative, just because it would be a very explosive series of spiritual encounters. And if I was ever to do that, and if it got the right publicity and got in the right hands, might do some people some good, and some people might take it the wrong way. So I've actually taken steps backwards, in a sense, of publicizing this and kind of being very careful about who I talk about with it. Just because I know that if this power gets into the wrong hands, that some people will take it and use it for the wrong purposes. That being said, I'm going to mention a few of those stories and encounters briefly. The first being with St. Francis Xavier in Tokyo, and having made contact with him in my soul, spirit, prophetic, kind of a trance encounter thing, after being awakened to the door opening into the spirit realm, it was like this understanding that you're going to go places, I'm going to be with you. You're going to be continuing in my work. And it was not like a possessive, weird, spiritual, now you lose your will and I usurp yours. It was nothing witchcrafty like that. It was very Holy Spirit-y. It was very peaceful. It was very amazing. And yet there was a sense of like, is this okay, God? Because I really don't want to trespass God. Well, that came true, and I ended up going to places in the world, in Macau, and in China, and India, and God took me all over the place. And that's not to mean, like, I'm so good, it was just he had his hand on my life, and he still does. And he will yours as well, so get ready. The next spirit helper that I will mention is a Chinese warrior by the name of Zhang Fei. And Zhang Fei was a great one of ancient Chinese origin, pre-Christ, around the time of the Roman Empire's descent, I guess, decline. And I had encounters with him via just asking God to send me a Chinese angel. I was like, God, you know what? I'm in China. I need Chinese help. Send me some people here. And so I sat down and I actually wrote down the name in prophecy. Whatever came to mind, the first name that popped in my head was Zhang, which is a very common Chinese name. Last name. It's like Mr. Smith. And somehow, some way, I knew of the word Fei in Chinese to mean something. So Zhang Fei, I was like, okay, cool. Zhang Fei, got it. And this was a more intimate encounter. It was more of like when I'd already started training in the spirit of prophecy and exploring a little bit deeper in that realm and pursuing it every day. And suddenly, I started getting all these confirmations. People were giving me gifts of Zhang Fei. I didn't know who Zhang Fei was. I was just writing down the name. And then I found out that he was an actual historic character during the Romance of the Three Kingdoms period. The Three Kingdoms period of China. Sanguo Zhi or Sanguo Yanyi. You see, my Chinese is not perfect fluently for translation, but I know China in the sense that I have spent the majority of my youth in Asia land studying Chinese and Japanese, journeying through China and Taiwan and Japan, and not just touristing, but actually like marrying into their nations and their cultures. And so Zhang Fei, the warrior, the crazy butcher guy that joined in with two other dudes, very famous, they helped liberate China during a time of great corruption and tyranny. And I had no idea about any of that history. I learned it over the years. I found out that Zhang Fei was a crazy bearded warrior man who, you could just throw him into a battle and he was kind of like a berserker. He would just go crazy. And he had all these wild tactics and stories about how he tricked the enemy. And it was very much, if you read his stories, very similar to like David's Mighty Men. And at the time in China, and I'm going to see some of my old friends from China pretty soon. They're visiting nearby. It was a desperate struggle and a desperate battle to win souls. And the operation that we were engaged in didn't feel like we were winning very much. Felt kind of like just a big mess. But what I found out about a year ago from a guy that went there with his son and completed the operation that we had begun, they carried out and finished the operation and got the gospel into the hands of untold countless hundreds of thousands of Chinese people based off of what we had begun to do. So I didn't even know that. Didn't care. Wasn't gonna go and serve God depending on whether we completed the mission or not. It's serving God is just because God has told you to go and do what he's told you to do, and you serve God and not man.
I'm not saying that to sound cool. I'm just saying that because it's true.
You know it's true. Hallelujah. I guess that's probably enough for tonight. I have other warriors. I mean, St. Francis Xavier, he's out there. You can probably call on him. And I don't say pray to him. That's what the Catholics do. I don't pray to the saints. But calling on somebody for help, like I call my next door neighbor to help me change a tire. Actually, I would change the tire myself, but I might call my next door neighbor, which I did, my sister, to grab an extra jack from my mom's car that was left there when my car is literally sinking into a hole and I only have one jack and I could use an extra jack. So I did do that, and I went over there and I grabbed a jack. And of course I recorded a TikTok video on the way there and on the way back, but whatever, that's a side issue. Calling on a saint to assist you is different than praying to a saint. And it should not lift you up in pride. It actually should humble you, and it humbles me to even share this with you, because indeed, it's weird stuff. It gets you in trouble to even talk about it amongst the churchy people. So I mention all these stories not to bring self-aggrandizement or, you know, oh, Michael knows all this stuff. Look, I'm just like you. I got started a little bit earlier than a lot of people. And I come from the lineage of Don Basham, who was right next to Derek Prince during the 70s and 80s, very closely. And Don Basham is a warrior that took bullets for the kingdom of God, and who stood by great generals, and is a legend. Anybody that knows who that man is knows that that was a good man. So I'm not trying to fill his shoes. I'm just trying to say, like, look, I'm his only grandson that he ever met with the name Basham. I've got to carry on the mantle. And the mantle is not to just keep rehashing Don Basham forever. Although I have a dream that one day Derek Prince Ministries will also start to do what they're doing with Derek Prince's materials and include Don Basham and Ern Baxter and maybe even Liz Walker as great teachers of the gospel whose incredible works, incredible teachings have just been archived and kind of stuffed into cartons and boxes. And, you know, yours truly is trying to podcast and put those out there. Liz Walker, Don Basham, look up those podcasts. Those are some really feeding streams. Neville Johnson, got those guys out there. Tony Floyd and his Wild Spirit Wars visions in the tradition of Neville Johnson. I mean, these are men of God that I really cherish and I adore, and I just wish I had more time to promote and to share their stuff everywhere. But I'm only one guy, and a lot of these people have passed on. I've had dreams with these people where they have appeared to me and they've told me, like, we are grateful, or we come under your name now. And it's just, it's very humbling to see that, because I'm only one guy, and I don't have time in the day to do all the things that I would like to do. I would probably benefit from a secretary or somebody who could handle that stuff for us and get paid to, you know, repost things and whatever, spread the word everywhere. But we're not there yet. I think we might be there soon. I don't like the marketing stuff. I don't like the book work, and I have conversations with my wife about accounting, and she's just all into that, and I'm thankful for that, but I just don't want to think about it. So anyway, that is another thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The war is going on. It must continue. There are going to be new warriors. There are going to be new people that are going to join us. we have to have the view of heaven is a mobilized and organized military. There's the civilian populace of heaven, who are those that have passed on, and they've received their reward, and they're there. And I wonder what Paul the Apostle is doing up there, really, honestly. I'm like, what is he doing? There are saints that fought passionately for the gospel and to spread the gospel, and then they got their heavenly reward. And I have a feeling like they're not sitting there on the couch watching us on TV, their 3D TV or whatever it is. I have a feeling like they're involved in what we're doing. And due to our lack of faith and our churchianity, they are not allowed to manifest themselves for fear of us losing our faith, because we are so churchianitized that if Paul the Apostle showed up in somebody's dream and said, I have a special message for you, please record my new epistle, somebody would freak out. Well, I'm offering you this torch, this weapon of the spiritual forces of heaven communicating with you right now. And if you can receive it, I've shared two of my testimonies out of dozens and dozens and dozens. This technology is there for you. A weapon is not a general or a commander or your god. A weapon is a tool. And the weapon of tuning into your spiritual helpers and your spiritual support team, simply stated, it is the weapon of communications with spiritual helpers. There might be a better way to name this. Maybe just like acronymize it. Like, the weapon of tuning in to spiritual helpers. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. It's not to take over your whole life. Like, having a machine gun in the tool shed is so that when there is such an enemy attack in your family, like, homestead, where there are, like, a billion zombies coming, you simply go to the tool shed and grab the machine gun and you mow down those zombies. And then you oil and grease and clean and refurbish and place back that machine gun. It's not meant to take over your life. You don't go and build an altar to the machine gun with candles around it and say, thank you, machine gun, for protecting me from the zombies. It's just there as a tool, as a weapon. And that's all I'm trying to pass on to you, is the weapon of tuning into a spiritual support team. I had an encounter last night with Derek Prince, and it was just a beautiful but simple but funny conversation. And it wasn't even between me and him. It wasn't like, I am Derek Prince, your grandfather's friend, Michael Basham, you must talk to me now. It wasn't like that. It was more like overhearing a conversation in heaven between Derek Prince and the Bride of Christ as she exists, as we are the Bride of Christ. I don't know, like some kind of weird superdimensional, multidimensional, I don't know how that works. But anyway, I was listening to Derek Prince talk to the Bride of Christ and admonishing her and helping her to mature in her walk with God and what she needed to do. And it was a very interesting experience last night. And immediately there was an attack from the devil. It was just like, wow, I'm having a profound encounter in God. And then it was just like, yeah, I'm Satan. Yeah. So I'm not telling you this to tell you that I'm so spiritual or whatever, but I'm telling you this, tell you that if you want to develop this gift, you may want to start with where you're at and just check into the Holy Spirit and see who maybe God has for you to assist you. And I remember my very first trainer in this department of the Spirit Force, who had this gift of spiritual helps from the other side, would regularly work with some Japanese saintly being to try to help Japan. The Japanese are so good at this, by the way. They're really, really pro at like tuning into the spirit and going into the spirit force, if you will. Pray for them as well, as China probably decides to invade Taiwan sooner than later with all the World War III garbage that's going on. Japan is going to have to make some big decisions. So pray for Japan in your prayers. One last testimony, because it's too fun. I mean, this weapon is probably one of my favorite things, because, like, don't you love people? Like, don't you love making a new friend or hanging out with an old friend? That's what this weapon's all about. It's about having friends across the dimensions that are from heaven, by the way, not weird, you know, fallen angel things. Oh, I'm channeling Hitler now. Oh, Aleister Crowley wants to talk to me. No. Like, no. People who are saved, people who are in the heavenly kingdom. So I had an encounter with the angel of Japan. And you may have heard of Himiko, which is the progenitor of Japan as we know Japan 2,000 years ago. And long story short, Himiko came to me in 2010 and bowed at my feet and profusely begged for my prayers for her country and about Japan. And I was at the time going hog wild with like spirit trips and visions and prophecies, and it was the only thing that I did, basically, like in between everything, in between work and school and like going on a few dates here and there. It was just, I want spirit. I'm going to pursue the spirit like Enoch. And I had encounters with Enoch at the time too, which that's for another time. But on one such trip, Himiko was begging me to pray for Japan and saying, look, we're in trouble, please pray for us. And a few months later, there was the March 11th, 2011 earthquake that was probably the worst disaster in Japan since World War II. Like, worst ever possible thing that could ever happen. Maybe comparable to Hiroshima or Nagasaki. The Fukushima nuclear disaster, and also the just absolutely catastrophic tidal waves that destroyed cities in Japan. Just look up Fukushima, March 11th. The disaster in Japan was at the very same exact moment that a very precious and special person in my life decided that we were going to birth a very other precious and special person into this world and not do that. I purposefully kind of make those words a little bit cryptic, but let's just say that my life was very entwined with the Fukushima disaster, and a lot went into that. Well, not to get into me and my personal stuff, but Himiko, the actual spirit angel, whatever you want to call it, the progenitor of Japan, she came to me and just was
so emotional in the spirit. And this was all in my mind's eye. It was all very kind of just like I'm writing down like visions, whatever I see, you know, okay. And you can do this too. It's not New Age if you do it in the Holy Spirit. If God is leading you and you are under His control, you can communicate with angels and spiritual beings of heaven. Just make sure you, if you meet someone that's not like specifically like from the Bible and whatever, be very careful to check them through the Spirit and find out, do you confess Jesus Christ as Lord come in the flesh? Because there will be many deceiving spirits as well. Oh yeah, I'm Aleister Crowley. Oh yeah, I'm the... So those are my stories, spirit helpers. I adjure you to be very open-minded to God showing us new things. And I share with you old stories, old stories, because these were meant to be kept secret for years because the church wasn't ready. But now I think that there are more Christians that are ready for weird stuff as the world has gotten so weird, and they find out that the mainstream Christian church, just they don't have it. And I'm not trying to lead people to the New Age or the Masons or whatever, cults. No. I want you to be connected directly to heaven. What did you expect being directly connected to heaven? Did you just think that it was just going to be our Father who art in heaven all day? Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer as like a baby basic entry level thing to enter into heavenly conversation. Do you think Jesus needed to pray for forgiveness for his sins every day? Oh, my Father in heaven, forgive me for my trespasses. Did Jesus ever trespass? I just thought of this just this morning. Did Jesus ever commit a trespass? No, I don't think he did. I mean, if he maybe like dropped a hammer in the oil bucket and splashed on a thing and made something messy, and could that be considered? But he never sinned. Jesus never sinned. So what is the Lord's Prayer? It is for us. But what are the prayers that Jesus prayed? What did Jesus talk about with his Father? Where he was able to see, hey, Peter, you know, Satan has desire to sift you. But I prayed to God that your heart would fail not, your faith would fail not. Hey, Peter, you know, I saw that, you know, before the cock crows three times, you will deny me. But when you are converted, strengthen my sheep. And then, hey, Peter, you love me? Okay, feed my sheep. Hey, Peter, you love me? Feed my sheep. Hey, Peter, you love my lambs, you know, whatever. Jesus really loved Peter a lot, gave him the keys of the kingdom. What are the keys of the kingdom? Well, he had them. The last show we did, keys of the kingdom. Jesus loves us so much, but he knows where we're at. He knows what we can handle. He doesn't give you, like, all the wildest, weirdest, random revelations. He just starts you where you're at. The Lord's Prayer. Okay, pray the Lord's Prayer. But don't stay there. Pray the Lord's Prayer. But continue from there and find out, where is Jesus now? What is Jesus doing today? Where is he at? He's not in kindergarten. He's like, I have many things to share with you, but you can't handle them. So that's where we're going. That's where we're studying, and that's where we're blasting forward, the mystic Christian thing. And I won't say that it's the answer to everything, but I'll say that it is a machine gun in the tool shed. Find out about it. Use it if you want. If you're afraid to own a machine gun, I'm not forcing you to have one. Just telling you that there is such a thing. And it's much more than just a machine gun. But you get what I'm saying. Anyway, God bless you guys. I love you all. Hallelujah. and be strong in the Lord and just keep fighting for Jesus. Don't be afraid of all those haters and all those people that tell you you can't do it.
I gotta go outside and check on my chickens and see if there's any survivors. It's like total bloodbath mayhem, chicken death everywhere. I mean, I'm talking about like every day another chicken dies. It's really kind of demoralizing. But me, I'm a fighter. I ain't never giving up. I've already got some chickies raising. I'm gonna get more chickies. I'm gonna learn how to defeat the bear. I'm gonna learn how to defeat the varmints. I got $50 of rat traps and mouse traps as well. I'm gonna go set those so the woman isn't so freaked out about rats and mice. And you know, it's homestead life, you know, that's to get back down to earth here. But I love you guys, and this is really where we strive, is sharing the truth and growing. And please read your Bible. Spend time in the Word of God. Don't just listen to podcasts. Open that Bible. Find some nice music. Turn off the social media things. Those are so invasive to your spiritual life. And if you want to go into the closet, into the cave with God, find a place where you can go and disappear from the world and spend quality time with God. And I tell you, He will begin to unveil to you His secrets. And don't be afraid of it if it feels weird. It's like, oh, this is strange. Because God is God, and He is God of all things, and He will give you all things if you have the faith. But if any man draweth back, if any man is doubtful, my soul will have no pleasure in him. So don't be afraid if suddenly the spirit of India shows up and begs you for prayer for India. Oh, I don't ever see this in the Bible. Where's India in the Bible? Just go with it. Just pray. Notice the spirit. Notice the peace or lack of peace. Proceed if you have the peace. Check spirits with the test of John. If they don't confess Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, then they are not of God. They are the Antichrist spirits. There are many of those spirits. Anyway, I love you all. Could talk to you forever. I love you so much. I spend hours a day. My life is a battlefield, and I spend every single spare moment communicating with my fellow warriors, because we need to talk to each other, and we are having an effect. Stay strong, my friends. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.
Want to hear some inside scoop? If your kids are as ready...
Connection with the spirit I'm in town. These are days of preparation. Are you giving him your all? For the days are getting darker. Are you following his call? Gifts and talents are what matter. Are you listening to his voice? Will you hold on through the testing? Are you making the right choice? But through the wind, my voice obey. Will I stand through every battle? It depends on me today. What will matter then is my knowledge of the word. Have I learned to hear from heaven? Glory, what I heard. To get that heavenly power, I'll keep on fighting day by day. To leave this world behind me and prepare to run. Are you giving him your all? For the days are getting darker. Are you following his call? His talents are what matter. Are you listening to his voice? Will you hold on through the testing? Are you making the right choice? Closer day by day. But help me to get ready. Help me do the things you say. Reward, work together, learn to go where heaven leads. Stronger in the spirit, receive your golden seeds. I must learn to do this now. Days of peace for days to come. My very life will depend on it. If the victory's to be won. Yes, I give to you my all. For the days are getting darker. I will follow when you call. Cause your talents are what matter. I will listen to your voice. I will hold on through the testing. I'll be making the right choice. We'll be right back.
this life.